Among the dozens of businesses outside of Denali National Park and Preserve is the Husky Homestead. General Manager Carrie Skinner says it's a popular tourist attraction that gives visitors a chance to learn about sled dogs up close and personal, starting with little fuzzy husky pups.
Guests come and get to hold a puppy when they arrive, and then the first portion of our presentation is about the Alaskan Husky sled dog. We share with people how we name them, train them, raise them.
Skinner says the Husky Homestead had its best season ever last year with more than 21,000 customers. But this season, that number fell to just over 1,000, a drop off of some 95%.
We never could have seen COVID coming and what kind of impact it was going to have on the travel industry worldwide. I mean, it's pretty much decimated it.
Skinner also serves as the Denali Chamber of Commerce's board president, and she says the downturn's been hard on both tourism businesses and those that depend on the economic activity the industry generates. She says most of this summer's missing tourists were those who would have come to the national park in buses or trains as part of package tours offered by cruise companies.
We are heavily dependent on visitors who are coming up on the cruise ships.
Borough Mayor Clay Walker says the drop-off in tourism has in turn reduced revenues that the industry usually generates for the borough government. He says to help ease the pain, the borough's distributed $730,000 in federal grants to local businesses that have been feeling the pinch.
It was a really rough year. A lot of businesses didn't open. Some of those who did wish they hadn't. Others who did open actually said it was worthwhile.
Walker says business persons who opened their doors this season muddled through, partly by adjusting their expectations early in the season. He says the fact that they faced much less competition this year also helped.
You know, I spoke with several in restaurants and even a rafting company who said that their season was actually decent based on lower expectations and the fact that there weren't many others open.
Walker says that ability to adapt to changing circumstances is essential to conducting business this year and next, when he hopes a vaccine will be available and the concern over COVID hopefully begins to recede. He says, for example, businesses should be flexible to accommodate changes that might include booking fewer tourists at a time.
I do think people will be traveling in smaller groups potentially, especially next summer, and looking for smaller group activities. And I think businesses that can respond to that and provide those opportunities may be poised for success.
Skinner agrees the tourism business and many other industries all will have to adapt and adjust to the new normal that may or may not eventually return to what we all used to consider normal.
I've heard from a few people who are like, it may take a while, but we're going to return to normal. And then there's a few that are like, well, we need to realize that that may take a while and that this may now be our new normal, at least for a time period.
Skinner says regardless of whether the new normal persists into the coming year, she's pretty sure there'll always be a strong demand among visitors to hold a little fuzzy husky pup. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.